It's the Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals.
Where should you stay when you're visiting Disneyland Resort? Well, we talk a lot about hotels, but we've never talked about hotels versus vacation rentals. Today, we're going to get into it. I'm Jessica from The Happiest Vlog on Earth.
And I'm Becca with this crazy adventure called Life.
Okay, I have a lot of thoughts on vacation rentals versus hotels. Becca, as a family, what do you guys do more often?
Hotels, 100%.
Okay. So we're generally hotels as well, but I do get vacation rentals at least once or twice a year. And I'm going to tell you when and why I get vacation rentals. And it usually doesn't have to do with Disneyland. Okay, yeah. Vacation rentals when we have a ton of people and we all want to stay together. Sometimes you don't want to stay together. We're talking extended family and all those things. We often get vacation rentals when we go to San Diego because we can get one right on the beach or like steps away from the sand. And the place that we stay, there's really no hotels that are just as close. So I love that. But when it comes to Disneyland and a lot of other types of vacations, I'm hotel all the way. For some reason, hotel means to me relaxation, vacation. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, that's 100% why I usually choose a hotel. Is because, well, first off, I usually am just traveling with my immediate family because most of my extended family lives where we live, so we don't have to travel to see them. However, you know, for us, it's easier. Like, I don't have to cook like I do if I'm in a rental home on the days that we're home. I'm like, I am all about DoorDash or getting food delivered or eating at the hotel restaurant. And then also just the fact that, like, for me, I'm always the one that has to make sure all the cleaning is done at the end of a rental property and those types of things, because of the fact that there is that end tasks that they, at most of them, I've never been in one that hasn't, asks you to do, like taking out the trash and doing all that. So that's my responsibility to be the one to do it, because I, maybe it's a little bit of type A in me. I don't trust my husband to make sure everything's done.
You want to keep that deposit, that security and cleaning deposit back, right?
Right, as much as I can, yeah. So for us, I don't know. And my other thing is, with hotels, I know there's chains that I trust, and I know that they will be good hotels, or if not, that I have status and they'll take care of me if I have an issue. Whereas Airbnbs and other vacation rentals, you're kind of taking a chance. Will it really look like it does in those pictures? Will you, you know, it's one of those things that I'm just like, I don't know. But yes, I do agree though. When I go somewhere like a beach vacation or something, it's usually the way to go.
Yeah, I've also heard about people in my family who've rented vacation homes and the property owners canceled them like 1 week out, 2 weeks out, because they are allowed to do that. They just refund your money. But sometimes you're stuck and you're like, I don't want my money. I want the place to stay. That's why I booked it so long ago or whatever. I've never had that problem, but I know that it can exist and there are different things, but like a hotel when you have other options. Okay, so this is already leaning like way heavily towards the hotels. There's so many things I love about hotels around Disneyland, but I do want to get into some of the reasons why people might choose a vacation rental over a hotel. So we've had some discussion in the Disneyland with Kids group where I do want to highlight some of those reasons. So Kathy had asked, for accommodations, has anyone decided to rent a house via Airbnb or Vrbo and just driven to the park each day? She was trying to decide on that instead of a hotel right next to the park. And one thing she mentioned is that they were also going to other Southern California attractions. Mm-hmm. So they kind of wanted something a little bit more central, which Anaheim is excellent for being central, especially if you're going into LA or San Diego County. So for this situation, Kathy's already going to have a car and they're going to be visiting other places. Give me some feedback. What do you think on doing a rental? Like, why this would be a good option?
So one group of people that I feel vacation rental or even a timeshare, like if you can score a timeshare through someone, is good for are people that Disney's just an add-on to their vacation. Like they're doing all the sightseeing. They're doing all these different things that they're going to be going north and south. So like if I were going to San Diego and Anaheim were my only two destinations, I'd be staying in a vacation rental probably in Carlsbad or Oceanside. I've stayed at a timeshare in Oceanside, and that was amazing for visiting both those locations. The fact that you already have a car, like that's the big thing is when you are in a vacation rental, you do have to worry about transportation. So it's either you are adding a rental vehicle to your trip, or you're driving your own. So if you're driving down, that's another great option. Another group that I think it's good for is large families. So I know someone up here, they have 11 kids, craziness, and there's no way they're getting a hotel with two, you know, like some of their kids are now adults, but it's just too expensive. So they go for a vacation rental. Those are all great reasons. And really no reason not to get one unless you're just like me and you're super picky.
Right. Yeah. And we did talk a lot about vacation rentals kind of being farther and hotels being closer. But I do have to mention, like Danielle mentioned in the comments there, that there are some rentals within walking distance to Disneyland. They're typically just in another section, mostly on the west side of Disneyland Resort. And then we also have some on the southwest area of Disneyland Resort. So there are some within walking distance. It's just going to be kind of a different walking path. So like with the Harbor Hotels or the hotels on Catella, you really still kind of feel like you're in the resort because there's tons of people walking and there's tons of souvenir shops and all these little things. Whereas if you're walking from like Walnut, which is on the other side of the Pixar Pals and Mickey and Friends parking structure, you're just not going to get that kind of feeling right off the bat, but you will. So there are some within walking distance, which is a really great thing to point out as well. And like you mentioned, you don't have to pay for parking when you have a rental. So if you have a car, that's something that you want to think about. I rarely ever get a car when I'm down there. I am doing like rideshare or shuttles, and that makes hotels even more sense for me. More reasons to stay at a vacation rental. Sometimes you just need that separate space, right? Maybe your kids aren't used to sharing a bed and sticking two of them in a queen isn't going to work for you. Maybe you want a door separating the kids from the adults, or maybe you have a young baby that is used to sleeping in blackout conditions without any neighbors by. So there's definitely reasons to hit up some of those vacation rentals.
Yeah. And there's reasons that, you know, I think one group that may really benefit for it is those with special dietary restrictions, where they're mostly going to want to make their own food when they're not in the parks. Disney is great about dietary restrictions while you're in the parks, but there are going to be meals you need to eat outside of the parks. And so if you don't want to have to worry about cross-contamination and all of that kind of stuff, a lot of people do prefer to have a kitchen so that they can cook and prepare their own food. And even if it's not a dietary restriction, we know one of the Disney Kids co-founders' husbands is really into making sure they bring all their own food and they cook their own meals and things like that. So that's another reason you may want to stay at a vacation rental.
Right. Yeah. Mike actually mentioned that in the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group, his son has a dairy allergy and they want to be able to cook some meals. Now, there are some hotels that have kitchens or kitchenettes. And he mentions, like you said, that Disney is amazing with dietary restrictions, but they're also going to have a few days out of the parks. I think that's another consideration for rentals. So we have dietary restrictions. And if you're having some rest days, a lot of people like to get a rental that has a pool, and that's perfect to use for downtime.
And another thing with the pool, though, I have to say is, like, people are going to come back and say, well, hotels have pools. Yes, but how crowded can those hotel pools be? So having that personal private pool, that's a big plus.
Yeah, and just the ease of going right out your door, whether it's a private pool in the backyard or it's like a community pool, I would definitely go for the private one. If I'm already getting a rental, I'm going to want something that's like completely ours alone. Some of our Disneyland with Kids members mentioned Frontierland as a place to look at vacation rentals. Now, I haven't used them. Becca, I'm pretty sure you haven't used them, but it looks like they have a lot of good options. And then, of course, you have your standard Airbnb and Vrbo, like we mentioned. Some kind of safety tips or protect your self when you are doing a vacation rental. So I started doing vacation rentals like before, like so long ago. And it was before people even knew that this was an option. And what I actually did at that point, and you could still do this if you wanted to, compare the owner's name to the county records. Because if someone owns a property, that's public record in the county. So you can make sure that the names match. Or you can go through a property management company, which is also really nice. They tend to list their properties on those mainstream websites as well. One of the things I like to do to save a little bit is I will do my initial search on Vrbo for properties. And if I notice that they have a property management company, I will then go to that property management company's website, because they usually will charge a little bit less, because then they're not giving that money over. It's kind of like booking an airline flight directly from the airline, right? You want to get as close to that actual person as you can. Plus, if you have a property management company and something does go wrong, they're likely able to help you out and put you into another property. And they just really care a lot about their reputation. So I think those are some things. Anything else that comes to mind as far as vacation rentals that you want to share?
As far as safety and like making sure you get your value. Another one is make sure you're reading the reviews and watch for red flags. One red flag that people don't think about is when every review is glowingly positive. Like, it's okay if they have lots of 5-star reviews, but if all they ever say, if every single one is just all good things, then you might want to look at how many properties this person has, dig a little deeper. It doesn't mean it's a bad one, but it can be a red flag, because how often do you stay somewhere and like everything's even look at the hotels in the Disneyland area, and some of the best rated hotels, they're still going to have some negative reviews, or at least some that lean towards, I'm not quite happy. Like, there were things that could have been improved. So that's one thing to look at. Another thing is how many reviews. One of the great things about these vacation rental sites is they usually tell you how many stays, they rate the owners and things like that. So it helps you make wise decisions.
Yeah, I'm also very leery of booking any vacation rentals that require the full payment up front, unless my trip is next week. I want to have one that allows me to put a deposit down and then I make the final payment that's closer, and I look at where my refund options are and stuff like that, just in case anything happens. Now, we mentioned at the beginning that we're totally hotel people when it comes to Disneyland Resort. And I think we hit on a few really good reasons why you might want to get a property rental. Another one is absolutely cost, but make sure you're factoring in all those things. Like, a lot of times on the sites, they're going to show you their base range, their base price. But then once you put the dates in, that can fluctuate. And you also need to look at the taxes, fees, and cleaning before you get into all of that. So definitely weigh the options. When you're looking at hotels, the best way to do that is look at our partners with Getaway Today. And you can go to disneylandwithkids.info/book. And that will take you right to the gateway with our partners, lower prices on hotels and tickets. So even if you're doing a property rental, be sure to get your Disneyland with Kids exclusive discount tickets rates right there.
Okay, so before we go though, Jessica, I know we're getting close to our time. I think we have to touch on the happy medium between the two. And that is these hotels that have like Residence Inn, Homewood Suites, Home 2 Suites. Is that what it's called over there?
Yes, Hyatt House as well.
Hyatt House. And then in Disneyland, there's even a couple others. There's the Clementine, which is used to be a Residence Inn, which before that it was an apartment complex. So it has like, it's like right. a full like apartment. So there are these happy mediums where you get the great things about having a hotel, like Homewood, most of them, Homewood Suites, Residence Inn and Home 2 Suites, I know for sure, all also include free breakfast, even though you have a full kitchen in your room. So it's definitely, there's a happy medium if you're like, I just don't know if I want to do a vacation rental because I don't want to take the chance. These are ones that we have stayed at that we know that they're a good quality. So there is a happy medium. And the good thing about those is they also can be booked their Getaway Today at that link that Jessica shared, and we'll have it down in the show notes as well.
Yeah, so many things to choose from. We may have made it a little bit more complicated for you, but if you are absolutely team property rental, let us know. Comment in the YouTube video, share with us on the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group, because we want to know. There may have been some things that we missed on why you are 100% property rentals. And of course, if you need help narrowing things down, pop your question into the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group, and we can help you narrow things down all across Southern California.